Just a review of some of the halachot that we learned today in the Gemara regarding the beracha of Asher Yatzah Etchem, which is the beracha that is said, Rahman al-Silan, if somebody has to enter or enters a cemetery. Again, lo alechem v'do alenu. Halakha writes, Haro'eh kivrei Yisrael achat ha-shushim yom, if he was in the cemetery for the first time in 30 days, yibarech b'shem u'malchut, he makes a beracha, full-fledged beracha, which is Asher Yasar Etchem Bedin, etc. Ve'afim bikir betok 30 yom. And even if, let's say, he was there within 30 days, ben v'sef kever, hayav lachzor u'barech, and a new grave was added in that cemetery, so now he has to make a beracha again. So zehidush, there is a case where you will make the beracha within 30 days if again new graves were added in the cemetery. It's an interesting question by an onen. An onen is one of the relatives of the niftar. The status that he's in before the niftar is buried is called aninut. And we've learned that an onen is exempt from berachot and mitzvot. The onen, let's say, goes to the cemetery, and obviously cannot make this beracha because he's exempt from berachot. The question is, after they bury the niftar, can he now make the beracha? Because now again he's chayav in mitzvot. Halakha says he doesn't, because since the beracha was on him when he entered, and since when he entered and he saw the kevarot originally, he was patur from the beracha. Even though now he sees them afterwards, the onen is exempt. Halakha also says, brought down in the Kaf HaChayim, if a person, let's say, again, chas b'shalom, but we have to walk by cemeteries, we see, let's say, through our car window, or through a person lives next to a cemetery, so he sees it from his window, so now he goes into the cemetery, chas b'shalom, for a different reason, he does not make the beracha asher yatzar etchem bedin. Since he saw it from his window within 30 days, or from his car, the beracha does not apply. The beracha is made even on Shabbat. Again, for whatever reason, if a person went into the cemetery on Shabbat, Rahman al-Siran, he would make the beracha. Even though some rabbis wanted to say it's considered like Siduk Adin. It's like making a hashkavah, which really not supposed to do on Shabbat, but the halakha, we say it's a beracha, and therefore it's permissible. Lastly, some customs that we discussed regarding the cemetery. The custom that they have of putting flowers on the casket and putting flowers on the grave is really not such a Jewish custom and really should not be embraced as Minhag Yisrael. Some rabbis go to the extreme that it's considered Chukotehem lo Terechu. It's already following the ways of the Goyim. Hachem Avadiyah doesn't go that far, and he says one should refrain from doing such a thing. We saw in Kaf HaChayim that he says the custom is to put a rock or a stone on the coffin as a sign that you were there. It's kavod amit. But again, that custom also is under question. Some of the mekubalim were makpid not to put the rock. But already the Kaf HaChayim brought down it as a minhag, so those that do it certainly have what to rely on. Last but not least, the Biuda Hasid brings down that one should see to it not to go to the same kever twice in one day, which means in one shot he should do all his prayers and the different tikkun that he wants to make at that kever, and once he leaves he shouldn't come back until the next day. It seems that there's a certain reason beyond normal logic, obviously, that Chas v'Shalom, maybe it's something that's Kabbalah, whatever it is, but it should be the proper way.